Can you believe it? Episode 99. That would be 99.
99.
We got 99 problems, but this show ain't one, that's for sure. We enjoy doing the show for you, the fans, and the people that listen to us, and for our sponsors as well.
Thank you.
Liquid IV, a proud sponsor of the show. We stay hydrated here on the Outcast Podcast thanks to Liquid IV. They got all kinds of flavors. They got sugar-free. All you have to do is go to liquidiv.com. Use our promo code OUTCAST. We are a bunch of outcasts here. We got a brown guy. That would be Ramo G. What's up, Ramo?
Yeah.
He's wearing that
brown
Purdue hat, repping Indiana and the number one team in the country right now.
Yeah, well, they always got a good basketball program, or they've had one. Now, I know they've been down, but it looks like they're making
a
good comeback.
They're up now. They have a really tall guy on their team.
I heard. I need to check it out.
We have a tall guy on our team, Memphis. I think he's over 6 foot, every bit of it.
Are you?
Yeah, just at 6 foot.
Okay.
Six footer. He's a 6 footer.
Yes, I am.
He's Memphis on air. He's everywhere.
Hi.
What's up, Memphis? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Glad to be here with you guys.
Cool.
Been a great day. It's always a great day.
We got Tomcat on the air, and he's.
You are one pathetic loser.
Yes.
Thank you.
You got a pretty wild, trippy shirt on. It looks like a mushroom trippy shirt.
I'm glad I took acid this morning.
Does.
Yeah, well, welcome to the show, Tomcat. Looking good, as
Thank
always.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's get right to the good stuff. Somebody on the staff could win $250. That's if their football team wins it all. And I'd like to give kudos to the Outcasts because right now two of the Outcasts are still left in the game. And there's only four teams left. So we've got 50% of the teams represented, although one was kicked out last week.
Yep.
wide right for the Buffalo Bills.
Wide right.
Now, Tomcat, you told me, I was like, man, what a game. You probably watched every minute. You said you did not watch the game. Why did you not watch the game?
What?
No, man, because I'm a jinx. So what I did was I fucking took my ass in the other room for the whole game, played my video game. And then I didn't come out of that room until I heard the defending champs are going on. I thought, oh, time to come out.
He's a jinx.
I know I'm a jinx. I am an absolute jinx. It's the second the universe knows that I'm rooting for a team, they're done for. That's why I've been worried this whole time.
You're like Drake.
About the Chiefs. So I've been trying to stay out of it.
Well, save it a flavor.
Let me just say one thing about this poor kicker, man. He's had to delete his social media accounts, been getting death threats and everything. Guys,
it's a game.
Well, but people have a lot of money on the line. It's not just a game. It's not his fault, though.
That's
Kid thing was right down the middle, and at the last second, it was just like, hey, right.
It was windy as hell.
Now pump your brakes. Just what? 1 second here. Listen, I cannot allow you to go on and say what you're saying.
What'd I say?
Talking about this, the guy over here. When we as Cub fans were furious.
Are you French or pregnant?
He's a Sox fan. He's a South Sider.
Oh, I thought you were a Cub fan. Oh, you traitor.
Oh, you talking about that Bart dude?
Yeah.
Bartman. That was freaking hilarious.
He
had to leave the city.
Yeah.
He did, because Chicagoans are douches sometimes.
And the same thing with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills Mafia, they went
apparently,
to four straight
sports. Sports is a ruthless
They went to four Super Bowls in a row.
Here's the thing that kind of is for me. It's not just that point that makes you lose. It's all the shit you did throughout the game that makes you lose. It's not just his fault. You put him in the position to have to make that kick. He shouldn't have had to make that kick. He shouldn't have been put in that position.
Yeah.
So it's everyone's fault.
Unless it was like a tie game and they had just scored a touchdown and he's going to kick the extra point and it goes wide right.
Well, not only that.
That's on him.
Here's my thing. I think that was a huge coaching failure. If, in fact, that's what it was. It seemed to me all the plays were deep. They were trying to take the shot. It also I saw in a couple of plays where they had a check down that probably could have got them a few yards and maybe, you know, made the kick a little easier.
It was 39 yards, right?
They were trying to win it.
It wasn't that long of a field goal.
Yeah, but it was pretty windy. And it was the night game.
I mean, that wind did take it right. It wasn't that he missed it. It was going up and then it said, nope.
It's nighttime. You got to always, when you're coaching, you have to take that.
Bills Mafia eats up on him. Yeah. Don't be mad at him.
That was your team in the running, too, that just cost you $250.
It didn't like I lost it.
He won the college one, so.
I just didn't have the opportunity
and
to win.
And he's still in the running for the NBA, right?
Well, we all are.
Yeah, nobody's been eliminated.
And you've got some kind of good news about your NBA
except for the
standings.
Pistons.
Except the Pistons. They suck. That's
right.
What
happened to the coach on the one NBA team?
Oh, yeah.
He got fired.
My chances went up exponentially because
they got Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers. Didn't he win a championship with somebody? I know he coached.
Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doc a good coach, man.
That's what I'm saying. And they were already solid.
Here's
there.
The thing though. He did win the one with Boston, but he was in Philly too. Mm. And couldn't get them over the hump. And I think mainly because of James Harden and all the other shit.
Probably.
But Milwaukee's won one, so they have championship mentality in their locker room. And Dame coming over like shit.
Looks good. Looks good now.
Shit.
Let's see what happens.
Well, this weekend we got the NFL games with the championship games. It'll be the Ravens hosting the Chiefs. That's TK's team. The Chiefs still in it.
Call them the Swifties actually now.
Yeah, totally.
T Swift and the T Swizzle in the gang.
And then I think a lot of people are rooting for Detroit, the Lions against the Niners. Looking at the spreads, Baltimore favored by 3.5 at home against the Chiefs. And you got San Francisco favored by a full touchdown, 7 points over the Lions. I think a lot of people, though, rooting for the underdog. I say go Detroit, even though that's your team, Memphis. You know, I really don't give a shit. I'm hoping you don't win. That way we don't have to fork out the $250 to you.
Right.
I think America is rooting for the Lions. But good luck to everybody this weekend. But I have a theory on why the Buffalo Bills have been cursed.
I want to hear
why.
Please.
You notice how the kick sliced to the right. You see this Tyler Bass, he hadn't been kicking good. He gets out there, he slices it to the right.
I think I know what you mean, Gentry.
There is one former Buffalo Bill player who somehow, some way has gotten away with murder, literally. That would be one O.J. Simpson.
Oh, what the hell?
Oh, you've heard of the goat curse on the Chicago Cubs. I'm now calling the juice, you're getting juiced now. In Buffalo,
but they lost those four Super Bowls
years before
he killed her.
No, he didn't. It was right around that same time.
When did
Buffalo lose the Super Bowls in the 90s?
The last Super Bowl they lost to the Cowboys.
Look it up. Do your research. Around the same time.
No,
because the Cowboys and Bills played twice.
It was after.
So the Cowboys' first and second Super Bowl was 91, 92?
Let's see. What does it say? What did facts say?
Yeah, 91, 92, 93, because they won three in a row.
And then 94 is, I guess, when
then San Francisco when OJ won.
OJ went to trial in 94, but he killed his wife.
In 94.
Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ronald Goldman.
We don't know that. That's all speculation. The glove did not fit, sir.
All right.
It did not fit.
Who killed her?
I'm not sure.
The butler did it.
Maybe. I mean, this is a great game of
Clue. It is.
Let's get to the bottom of it.
He was good in those Naked Gun movies, though.
Oh, weren't they the best? He was 33 and the third was amazing, man. That movie was
Remember
great.
His beer commercial when he was running down the airplane?
Oh, no.
That was O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, jumping over the luggage.
That was the Hearst commercial.
No, that was... Was it Hearst?
I thought it was a Hearst commercial. Yeah.
He was running through the airport.
Oh. Yeah.
He's still living a good life. We have a clip here. He went on.
Yeah.
I met OJ.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Figures.
Yeah. I think
you guys are hanging out, fucking trying to get some memorabilia out in Vegas.
No, man. It was actually a fun night. I was in his hood one night and we went by his house. And he was actually getting ready to go on a trip, but he had a little thing he had to put together beforehand. And so he asked me to run along with him. And so, you know, we jumped in a limousine and, you know,
Is this a real story, or are you making this up as you go, motherfucker?
Yeah. What the fuck is this? A wedding you had with OJ?
You guys did not
get
it.
Trying to get this off your chest. It's okay. No. We don't care.
Yeah, we went to some chick's house, and
sounds
he
like
beat the hell out of a dude and a chick. I don't know. I stayed in the car. He came out all bloody and stuff. And then we went back. He went to the airport. I went home and smoked some weed.
So you just incriminated yourself, and now you're an accessory, motherfucker. Look at you.
Stupid. Hanging out with OJ.
I don't know what the hell went on.
Nobody believes that story anyway, so you're good.
That was a killer story.
Thank you. Oh, I like it.
We do have a clip here from OJ where he's talking about a kicker from back in his day. This guy's name was Booth Lustleg, I think.
What?
And he was a kicker for Buffalo, and here's a clip of OJ living a free life, even though he killed his ex-wife.
That's a porno name.
He was on with Cameron. Here's the clip.
What happened to Boots? Tell us one more time for the people that didn't see that particular episode.
That's the real Keith a field goal. And, you know, we're going way back now where this is the 60s, late 60s when fans were a little tough, you know.
So were the players.
He missed the key field goal. And he went to a local bar. Buffalo's kind of a bar town. He went to a bar, and they lit his ass up.
and when you say lit his ass up, what exactly did they do to him?
Beat him up.
Just like I did my wife's wife.
You got beat up.
That's messed up, Gentry.
Yeah. He
killed her. He didn't beat her up. What are you talking about? No, just kidding.
Probably started out by beating her up.
Well, of course. You got to like tenderize the meat.
He carved up real nice.
Terrible.
You guys are
terrible.
Impossible.
Buffalo is.
No, I don't know.
They got the OJ. They got the OJ juice, and I don't think they'll ever win a championship.
You know, I follow OJ
started to look like me a little bit.
I don't think that's it. It happened after.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter, and he's very interesting on Twitter. If you can find OJ tweets, he be saying some real stuff. You like, man.
Hello, Twitter world.
If it was anybody else, I'd be like, that's dope. But it come from you, OJ, and I know you're right, but I don't want to admit it. OJ be coming with some real shit, and when he be. During the season, he'd be commentating on the games and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And his point of view would be like, God damn it, Juice, why you had to go and do what they think that you did? Because, motherfucker, you should still you should still be on TV right now, the way you breaking shit down. And funny about it, he was like Shannon Sharp before Shannon Sharp started doing this thing. But shout out to Uncle Shay, though. But that's OJ. Follow him on Twitter.
All right, let's move on to our next topic, the race. For the Republican primaries.
How fun.
One horse has dropped off, turned to glue. He's now still the governor of the Sunshine State, Ron DeSantis.
Boo.
He has exited the race. We still have Nikki Haley. Donald Trump won in New Hampshire.
Yay!
I know, TK, you were watching Fox News when they announced that information. What does this mean for Donald Trump, your guy?
I think it means, I said it last week, I think he's going to get the nomination. But it was a pretty big win because he's the first person to win New Hampshire three times in a row since, I think, Nixon. And he was the first person to win back-to-back primary states since 1976.
Nice.
Gerald Ford. So it was a pretty big win.
Did they give him? Yeah, that's accomplishment.
So Nikki Haley says she's not quitting.
She's not quitting.
She shouldn't.
She needs to.
Look, she had a great showing. She had a great
showing.
She's
tough. She's tough.
Tough as my ass. She needs to sit her ass down.
She couldn't win in that caucus, I could tell. She was unable to perform.
Right. No need to be sexist.
The problem for her is he also now wins Nevada. He just won Nevada. She's not even competing in Nevada, so he gets all those delegates. And then now they go to South Carolina, which is her home state, but he's got a fucking like 32-point lead. Sorry for cussing. So she's going to lose in her own home state. That's like political. That's bad.
You don't lose your home state.
So
yeah.
I don't know. Her future on the map is she doesn't really have a map to get there. Second place is no place when it comes to primary.
100%.
Now, I heard you, Ramo, before the show say that you would vote for her over Joe Biden if she gets the
nomination.
I think I
wouldn't necessarily vote for her over Joe Biden, but I do believe that there needs to be a fucking age limit. He's doing a fine job now, as fine a job as he probably can do. But I think there should be an age limit. Like honestly, in
Amen
all of it,
to that.
Like I don't feel like
What should that 80, age limit be, Ramo? What do you think? What's the number?
I don't know, but I know an 80-year-old doesn't see the world the same way somebody like I do. And I'm considered a pretty retarded? Older adult of that too. I'm older than y'all, little, you know.
Whippersnappers.
I would say 75 would be a good number.
75, know? That's too old, man. That's
yeah,
too old.
That's too old. Because I mean,
have you
can't
seen
even
Arnold
hold a
Schwarzenegger at 75?
Yeah, but he's the outlier,
so
dude.
Allegedly use so many steroids, it's gonna keep him alive for another 100 years.
75 the age to get in, or you can't be then 75 if you're still president when you're 74. They're like, oh, you gotta get out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how they do that though. So you'd have to say if it's at 75, you'd have to start him back at 70.
I think 70 would be the cutoff. You cannot run after you're 70 years old.
75.
And if you're an incumbent, tough shit. You better pick somebody who's better than you.
I think 75 is too.
Or pick a good 70, VP.
70 is good. Like, you cannot be president at 70. So you got to get it out early. 70, get the fuck out the way. Let's move.
Did you see Jack LaLanne when he was 90? This guy.
Who the hell is Jack LaLanne?
Do your research. Jack LaLanne.
He's such a dick. Now I know why you got that fucking John Deere hat on, you douche.
Does that make me a douche?
That maybe.
Oh, I like John Deere.
I do too. Yeah, that doesn't make you douche. You're just regular douche.
Unless you're an international tractor guy. Yeah. Because that's the other company. Yeah,
he might be an international guy.
International harvester. Peterbilt.
No, I'm a
you Peterbilt guy.
So DeSantis is out, and he gets roasted by a cartoon.
That's
and
hilarious.
It's going all over the internet. Who are you with, Tomcat? You with Mickey Mouse, or are you with DeSantis? Who would you choose in a fight if it was a showdown between the mouse and our governor here in the Sunshine State? Who wins in a fight?
A physical fight between the cartoon mouse and Ron DeSantis, is that what we're talking about?
A real mouse.
Like up and down.
A real mouse? Well, step on him with mouse. Those killer boots he's got.
those high heels. You got to watch out for those. They're
dangerous. It's an all-out battle. Physical, mental, power. Who's got the most power? Well, that mouse has a lot of money.
Listen, Disney is going to be here long after Ron DeSantis is not the governor anymore. Disney will be around. He is affecting Disney with the battle that they're having. But like I said, I think Disney will be around for long after Ron DeSantis is not here anymore. So Disney wins in that way.
Let's hear the clip from The Daily Show. This is Mickey Mouse roasting Ron DeSantis.
That's hilarious.
Let's hear him.
Hiya, Ron DeSantis. Heard you ended your campaign. And I just wanted to say, suck it, loser. Your campaign was the saddest thing I've ever seen. And I watched Bambi's mom get shot to death. Seriously, Disney's frozen head has more personality than you. I'd tell you to go ride Space Mountain, but you probably don't meet the height requirement.
Nice.
Isn't life funny, Ron? I entered the public domain, and you're exiting it. If you're looking for work, Disneyland's hiring a new Cinderella. And I know you have experience slipping into high heels. Oh, boy, you're the most pathetic jackass I've ever seen.
God,
and I know
I can tell AI
the
wrote
way
this,
you're getting
but it's
in the
great.
Hall of Presidents is if you buy a ticket. Maybe one of the animatronics can teach you to be more human.
That's great.
I wonder how...
That's rough.
How's Ron gonna
going
to respond?
I don't know. He got to put out a mixtape. He got to do something.
I'm sure he's
going to
pass some stupid-ass legislation.
He got 48 hours to respond. That's the rules, man. I don't make them. I just tell people to follow him.
Got to have them ribs.
And pussy too. Yeah.
I don't know. Not according to some people.
Yeah, I know. According to
Yeah, not according to 95-year-olds.
Yeah,
oh, Lord.
Got to stay away
from
that.
We get our cocaine from the White House, man. That's the source.
The best shit.
That's
all right,
let's move on to our next topic. We have two topics that came to the table. It's nice to see Ramo and Memphis contributing to this week's show. Ramo has come up with two ideas that has blown his mind, and we've got to talk about them. You're always watching the shows on the History Channel about aliens.
Well, so I actually subscribe to an app called Gaia. And it's
you're
what
one of
I
the,
call
you're one of those guys.
Truth.
Swipe right.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Human history truth television is what it is. And it's pretty awesome. But yeah, no, I'm definitely into what's going on with that.
So you brought up this unidentified flying jellyfish.
What an intro.
There's an unidentified flying jellyfish.
This shit's sick, though.
Video out there that's freaking people out. If we could roll the tape from the truck.
I know. This is a show about true crime and mystery, but tonight...
Who's that?
I've got a story that's She's not so much true crime, but it blows the lid off mystery. A video allegedly taken at a U.S. military base in Iraq.
Watch.
Just released by a journalist.
Watch
Jeremy
this thing.
Corbell, who
it's like a drone.
Buried.
It's look at it. Looks like a look at switches.
Look at this.
Look at it. Switches
thing,
from
whatever craft it is. Shit. Jellyfish. You can see why, because it floats with like dangling appendages. The footage was shot at night, and I'm quoting that they used thermographic forward-looking infrared imagery.
But it's cloaking itself.
The object could not be seen with regular night vision gear.
That's some predator shit, dog.
Yes.
Weren't even aware it was up there.
That's crazy.
Others were told to hunt it down. And the coolest part of it all is that it switches colors. It goes from this dark to like almost invisible and see-through and white as it glides, indicating that that should be a temperature change more than likely from hot to cold to hot to cold. And then it just disappears into a body of water for 17 straight minutes until it reemerges and shoots off into the sky at a rate of speed that was so high it couldn't.
She's higher than we are.
Technology.
Awesome.
Yes.
Do you believe it, Ramo? You think that this is some kind of alien life form flying around here?
I think it's either that or some reverse technology that we found from some shit that happened a while ago or even recently, and somebody's trying it out. It's right by a military base, so whether it's friendly or an enemy, who knows?
A frenemy?
Could be both.
A frenemy.
What about the other video of the 10-foot alien?
In Miami?
Yeah.
I know, that's a surprise. They're normally only like 4'5", 4'7".
And now you got, so you got this.
No, nobody?
It was good.
Thank you.
So you got all these videos coming out of stuff in the sky, and then now this other video of, apparently, Ramo brought it to us today of some... Looks like an alien.
In Miami.
People are running around.
Let's take a look at this video.
He's
go ahead
in Miami.
And,
roll
it's kind of blurry. Right there.
The only thing I will say is in Miami, they shoot a lot of movies.
They do.
They may be shooting a movie.
It's
maybe.
Possible. That's good.
Where is the alien? I don't see it.
Ramo is right there. All right, watch. They circle it. Now, see, he's in front of the cop cars. The thing that blows me away is all the cop cars. Now, see it in front of the cop cars right there?
I don't see
it. Watch, they circle it. Boom. See it? There it is. Now all the kids are running. All the Edgars were out.
All the Edgars.
This was at the Miami Mall. I don't know. I'm not seeing it.
They responded to a fight among teenagers.
Yeah, there it is.
The Miami cops in the latest article says that they're shutting down the rumors that this 10-foot-tall alien was spotted at a shopping mall. Miami police say that it was just a conspiracy theory.
Oh.
And there were, quote, no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. The speculation was ignited after this video circulated online.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The cops say that it's a shadow of a person walking. If you look at the beginning of the clip, you can see the person at the bottom of the shadow.
I see.
That's the best you can come up with.
If
like,
there was any creature.
Well, what about the jellyfish translucent blob?
Yeah.
Flying
like, see,
through
they
the
got
air.
Me yeah. They got me nervous.
Yeah.
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 I'm not buying it.
We're not buying it. We're not buying it. Thumbs up.
Now, like will you buy this? Our next topic is brought to the table by Memphis.
All right. Nope.
Ah.
Would you buy...
Nope.
A bump online.
Hell no.
Anybody want a bump?
Got fentanyl on
a bump of what?
Well, you can go to wantabump.com.
Really?
And Memphis. Yeah.
They got any Peruvian flake?
He saw a commercial for this.
I don't know.
If we could roll
a baby bump?
Roll the TikTok video.
I'm getting
roll this video here.
Now this is crazy. It's an energy supplement that you snort.
Looks familiar.
It's a bump. That kind of bump. Oh no. No
Sniff
way.
It. And
oh, Ric Flair, huh?
Hell yeah. That's exactly what happens. If it's good.
So one of them.
You'll be riding in a limousine, all right, but it'll be a hearse.
Now, if we can bring up the website, here it is.
You know, if it's good.
One a bump container comes in a 1 gram container.
It looks like about a gram.
And it goes for $9.99.
That's cheap.
I mean, as long as it's just some caffeine and shit, it's fine. But it's weird. That is funny. That is what a bump is. If you don't know, if you've ever done cocaine, I don't know if you have done cocaine or not.
Sure we have.
But a bump is a little dab of the cocaine, and you either put it on your hand or some people put it in their fingernail. They'll dip it in there. That's a bump.
I used to wear my nail.
The key, your car key is always.
That always works.
Readily available.
It is, because it fits in the baggie nicely.
Yep.
I know. Wow. Mm. Thanks for educating the kids.
More you know. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Where's his in case you ever find yourself stuck without a car key.
I thought you guys would be happy that me and Tom Cat agreed on something.
They can like call somebody who like used to do coke crazy, and then they want to move away like from that and go to the gym, and they need caffeine to keep them going instead of the cocaine. And
so you're acting as like a habit.
Oh, I can do this shit. And make them go back to doing cocaine.
Well, or maybe it can act like vaping for cigarettes, and it could just state the sensation of doing cocaine without doing cocaine.
Mm. Capitalism does not care about your feelings or addictions.
Yeah, they don't.
That's true.
Where did you see this commercial, Memphis?
Yeah, really?
Won a bump.
I was watching ESPN. It was, shut up.
You sure it wasn't a parody? It's not a parody.
No, it was not a parody. I was watching football.
Football.
And I saw it and I was like, yo, that can't be true. And I had to hurry up and Google it. And sure enough, it was true. I was like, oh, shit.
There is a website, wantabump.com. Yeah. There it is.
We should get some and do it.
No.
I'll pass on it. But it says it's caffeine in through your nose. Why not just drink a cup of coffee?
Because it's more fun doing it this way. Chop it up into lines?
What if it's like pure?
Buy some. Ramo, you're going to snort a whole gram.
You try some.
You're going to snort a whole gram next week's show.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, you said you wanted to do it.
The whole fucking gram.
Hey, next week, stay away from the crack. What is that place selling them deadly lemonades? What? You talking about
Panera. Panera.
Yeah, you trying to Panera me, you dick?
Deadly lemonade.
The charged lemonades. I think you should drink a charged lemonade and a want-a-bump.
A bump?
He's trying to eliminate you. Don't fall for that trap.
I don't know. I did go to the doctor last week and found out that I have bradycardia, which means I have a slow heartbeat. Oh. So technically, it may help.
Is that named after Tom Brady because he's so cool in the pocket? He never gets that heart.
I agree. Yes. I'm with that.
What is it called again?
Tom Brady
cardia. Bradycardia.
You got that Tom Brady cardia?
I do.
Oh, yeah,
I do.
That's good for you.
I'm cool in the heat of the moment.
That's good. Yeah.
Cooler than the other side of the pillow.
You don't get wound up.
Listen, you need to put that on a t-shirt and sell it to like both Bucks fans and Patriots fans.
They're stupid enough to buy it.
Wide right.
Hell yeah.
We'll send that to the Bills fans.
All right, our next story has to do with a little bit of gas.
I got a lot of gas.
Oh, that's juicy.
Excessive farting, this passenger that would not stop passing gas, caused an American Airlines flight to turn around.
I might be related to him.
This is
where were they flying from?
They were flying from Phoenix.
Nope.
Oh.
I'm trying to find the story.
Ron Brown.
Listen, I've lived in Phoenix.
Let me just ask this question quickly. How fucking nasty and long lasting does a fart have to be to make a plane turn around?
There's definitely shit behind it.
Because you got your whole day is screwed. Your whole trip is screwed. How stank does that fart have to be? Because I will sit in some stank ass farts so that my trip doesn't get turned around.
I mean,
that fart would have to have lasted over 20 minutes for me to even say anything.
Listen,
but it kept going though.
There was shit behind it. And the dude kept farting, and it was passing right through the shit, just coming out the ass, and just blowing it. It's disgusting.
This is why you should wear a mask when you're on a plane.
So there were those hot farts.
No, this is why you should take a shit before you go on a plane.
He was taking a shit.
Yeah, don't stop at Panera, all right, on your way there. Go to the bathroom in the airport.
So he was to go to the lavatory.
So when you go on a plane, you're not supposed to crop dust.
No. It's rude.
Unless both of them were like occupied, and he was just like, "Fuck, I can't wait. I gotta let it so go
what,
now."
What city were they coming from with all
they
the
were
nasty?
Phoenix.
They were coming from Phoenix, heading to
Great
Austin.
Tacos in Phoenix. I heard.
Apparently,
I told you I lived out there, man. They have some amazing Mexican food. Some of the best I've ever had.
There you go,
in Phoenix. I
problem solved.
How mad were those other passengers at that guy? I heard he was laughing too, like farting and laughing. What?
They were probably silent.
No, the guy was laughing and farting, they said, in the story.
So he deliberately knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing.
I wonder if they're going to charge him with something.
Like
that's,
what?
That's assault.
I don't know.
Assault.
Assault.
Yeah.
Assault.
Yeah,
assault see, with a shitty weapon.
There we go. We can put
hit him
that
with
on
that brown note.
Listen, don't be farting on a plane, man. We got places to be, and doggone it. If you got to take a shit.
I just wonder, what did the pilot say over the loudspeaker? Because you know how they like to get on. Oh, like,
excuse me, passengers.
It would sound like this.
we have a situation here. It's a smelly one. We're going to have to taxi back, guys. And I'm surprised the guy didn't get his ass beat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't believe they didn't.
They like
attack this man,
because
honestly, it's like what is it? Chemical? It's a chemical attack.
All right, let's be honest. Okay, the guy who probably did it is obviously a huge douchebag, and I would imagine is somewhat of a bully. So he probably carried that attitude onto the plane, so people weren't readily wanting and like able to step to this guy.
Well,
check
here's
him.
The thing.
I would imagine
here's
he was
thing.
Probably
you know,
a bit
Airlines,
of a brute.
If that's the case, American Airlines could just deny him to get on a plane.
Well, sure. Yeah, yeah. After
like
the fact.
Like any of them. But like, you can't fly with us no more because you be your
did,
ass
did stank, they kick him off?
No, it's your stinking ass.
Yeah, they should have kicked his ass off. I would. I'm like, your stinking ass costing
well,
us money.
If they took the plane all the way back, they definitely kicked him off.
You guys think that the plane was possibly low on fuel and this guy wanted to gas it up?
He obviously missed a hole.
Yeah, no shit.
Smell you later.
No, tons of shit.
Tons of shit.
Pollution in the air and shit.
Terrible.
Farting and shit, stinking up the place.
Well, I mean,
nasty ass.
I mean, they got bathrooms. Go take a shit, dude. Damn.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of. You can literally fart in that motherfucker the entire flight. And the only time you got to get out is when they say, all right, it's time to land, and you get ass out.
I've definitely smelled a fart on a flight before.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say.
I do it all the
people
time.
People are always farting on airplanes.
I know not to fly with
Where's it going
to
go? It's just before it gets sucked into the vents and shit, they got a really good filtration system. But before that, it's loose.
It is. It's like, fuck.
Yeah, but you know whenever there's air behind it. Like, if you feel a little, you know, turtle head popping up.
But if you got a fart, you got
to
fart.
You got to go to the bathroom.
Let me say this.
Because there might be shit behind it.
When you're traveling, you're always like, ooh, let me try this food at this place and food at that place. And
Chili's too.
Now you got to get on the plane and everybody else has to smell it.
I never like to eat a lot of food before I'm going to go on a flight.
You get some
the bathrooms, even if you can go to the bathroom, they're so small.
It's true.
And when you open the door, whatever you ate is going to be smelled by all the pets.
Listen, man.
Dude, when I went to Chicago, when I went to Chicago for my grandma's funeral, God rest her soul, on the way back, we stopped at Giordano's, and we brought an entire pizza onto the airplane.
You've told me that.
That's the cheesiest fucking thing. It was
smelled
great.
Up the whole plane.
Yeah, he was totally down.
What?
Right.
That's
it's
an
Italian.
Asshole move.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it stinks.
Thanks a lot, Raymond. I'm not to travel with you.
Dude, that Giordano's pizza is the best.
Let's move on to our next topic. There's a Thousand Oaks woman who is from California who faced the life in prison if she was convicted of the stabbing death of a man that she was dating.
How dare you?
But she was not sentenced to death or sentenced to life. She only got 100 hours of community service.
All right.
What?
Because she argued that she was in a cannabis-induced psychosis during the killing.
Right.
You see, if we were showing her mugshot on the YouTube feed.
Yeah, there she is.
You see the slices on her neck.
She looks induced.
She cut this guy up, and then she started cutting herself.
Oh,
I think those are
what kind of
those
weed
are flesh
so
wounds.
Here's the thing about
None.
It. She's some people who smoke weed get crazy when they smoke weed, and some people who smoke weed are already crazy, but they just smoke weed.
Yeah.
So she may just be fucking crazy.
She looks.
Sorry about the F-bomb again.
It says here that a psychologist and a member of law enforcement examined her.
I bet he did.
Interviewed her.
Mm-hmm. I bet he did.
I bet he did.
And he looked at the body camera footage. He did a 37-page report, and he concluded that she had lost touch with reality because of potent marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Was this before or after she gave him a blowjob?
She would be the only person, really. Well, on Earth. A lot of people are kind of like lost touch with reality, but not to the extent that they're stabbing people and cutting themselves.
You don't get violent.
If you go to that extent, you're already crazy. Yeah. I mean, I do believe that. There's a person out there where they have a reaction to cannabis and then makes them do something like that. But overall, look at all the people in the world that smoke pot for all of the generations and all of the hundreds or thousands of years, I'm sure. Millennia that they've smoked weed. And I don't think, you know, it's not something that makes you harm yourself or others, I don't really think, on a general basis.
It doesn't at all.
But I do will say this. The potency of pot is going through the roof.
I love it.
I smoke a lot of weed, and I definitely know that this weed is a lot stronger than fucking, it's getting stronger. That's
for
damn sure.
Pick it up. We got to go smoke.
Yeah, we got to go smoke after this. So anyways, what was I saying? Anyways.
Yeah. We smoking time.
Marijuana affects the memory.
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go ahead and get to the not so good news at this point.
I hate it.
Oh, no.
It's time to come to you, Tomcat.
I apologize.
This is brought to you by BetterHelp. If you need some therapy, for the new year, you need to get your things right, 2024.
Do it.
You can go to betterhelp.com/outcast, save 10% on your first month's therapy sessions, and do it from the comforts of your own home. Tomcat, what do you have in your not so good news?
Well, today, January 24th, 2024. Neil Diamond turns 83. Neil Diamond, fun fact.
Yes.
Fun fact about Neil Diamond, his middle name is Leslie.
The great saxophone.
Neil Leslie Diamond.
Singer Aaron Neville turns 83. Fun fact, is a member of the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame. Comedian Phil Lamar turns 57.
Lamar.
Fact about him, he voices multiple characters on Star Trek The Lower Decks series. I don't know if you watch any of those series.
They call him Phil of Shit.
Actor Matthew Lillard turns 54. He has three children, Addison, Liam, and Macy.
Oh.
He was in the Scream movies.
Liam.
Yep. Which one? And also 13 Ghosts. That was a good movie. Pretty good. Actor Ed Helms turns 50, the funny guy. Fun fact, Ed played an adult and Rusty Griswold's in the film Vacation.
Okay.
He played adult Rusty Griswold in the film Vacation.
Okay, so he was also in the series, Hangover series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This day back in history, back in old 1908, the Boy Scouts movement begins. Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, man, and boys have been getting raped ever since.
1935, the first canned beer goes on sale.
Really?
Yep. 2006, Walt Disney announces $7.4 billion purchase of Pixar.
Nice.
That was a big deal.
Must be nice. Yeah,
it was. 2018, Larry Nassar, you know who that is.
Nope.
Oh, you should know. A former doctor for the USA Gymnastics is sentenced to prison for sexual assault.
Yes.
He sexually assaulted all the gymnast girls.
Million years or some shit. Like
he's a creepy looking dude.
He's a creepy guy. Today is International Beer Can Appreciation Day, National Peanut Butter Day as well.
Onto
the news. The San Diego floods, man. It has been flooded in San Diego and apparently also, Jordan told me, Texas.
Tonight,
why? Here's some of the video right here of some of the flooding that was going on.
More big events happening with our weather that are just wild.
It's the end of the world and we know it.
You remember the song, It Never Rains in Southern California?
Absolutely. Yeah. Tony.
Well, look at it here. Look at this footage. That's Southern California.
Southern California. I don't think they've ever gotten that much rain.
Oh, this guy's hair is just slick from being slick. It wasn't the rain. His hair is just slick.
The ice age is on the way.
I did tell y'all this last week. We did talk about this last week. I told
y'all. Wait a minute. I thought it was getting hot. The ice age is on its way.
I'm telling you. That's part of it.
All right, next up. A McDonald's customer finds a literal trash bag inside the bottom of her McFlurry in the most disgusting video. Everybody is freaking out about this nasty video.
Was it used?
It looks like it. She got a McFlurry at McDonald's there, and at the bottom of it,
it's a McBaggy.
I guess she ate it too, because it's all gone.
She could have put that in.
Oh, she could probably sue them. I would.
She says that they. She thinks they definitely put it in there on purpose.
I worked with a guy at Dairy Queen that a customer pissed him off, and he took a dirty dish rag and like cut a piece off and put it on some guy's burger.
It was you that did that, wasn't it?
I didn't do it.
I'm sorry. I think it's fake.
Next up, we got video at the Grand Ole Opry. They are apologizing to fans after Ellie King's wobbly
profanity.
Wobbly profanity lace performance and Dolly Parton's birthday tribute. Is Dolly Parton's, how old was she? I think 79. Well, here comes.
What was she doing?
Frustrations after King's recent appearance and performance during her segment of the Grand Ole Opry's Opry Goes Dolly tribute show, which took place at the Ryman Auditorium last night on Friday, January 19th. Backlash came pouring in as fans claimed that Elle King's performance and time on stage was disrespectful not only to Dolly Parton, but also to the Ryman Auditorium due to Elle King appearing intoxicated and using cuss words throughout her time on stage speaking to the crowd. But before we get to what fans had
to say, here is a video that was uploaded by
TikTok user JamieK721 of Elle King addressing the crowd. Here it is.
You ain't getting your money back. I'll tell you one thing. I'll tell you one thing is true. Good, because you ain't getting it.
Yeah, because you ain't getting it.
I'll tell you one thing more.
What are you going to tell us, Hell?
One thing more. Hi, my name is L. King. I'm fucking hammered.
Yeah.
Yeah, there she
That's
goes.
Disrespectful to the Ryman
That's
Auditorium.
My little country girl.
She said what?
She said, fuck you, you ain't getting your money back, what and I'm drunk as fuck.
She said, hi, I'm L. King, and I'm effing hammered.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she was, too. And Dolly Parton was 78 that day. Happy birthday, Dolly Parton.
And she has a song, her big hit song is...
I'm drunk, and I don't want to go home. That's her song.
So what do you expect? I mean,
she's living the character like Tupac.
Yeah.
She's like the country Tupac lady.
And you know, her dad is Rob Schneider, if you know who he is. He was in all the Adam Sandler movies.
I love Rob Schneider.
Really yeah, he's the animal.
Great, dude.
That's the animal's her dad. I've met him several times.
That's Deuce really, Bigelow, male yeah, gigolo, yep. is her dad.
That's See, really her dad?
And yes. he is on Fox News, Fox Nation now. He does all his comedy on Fox Nation because he came funny. Out right as right, and he got canceled off all Hollywood shit. So now the only place he could do comedy is on Fox Nation, but he's doing That's well. He's
gonna,
still funny.
You're going to get canceled I like him. If you keep running with Trump, Tomcat. Yeah, it's dangerous.
No, we're not gonna cancel
Trump,
you.
Call me. No, I'm just kidding.
We love all you guys. It's fun.
And then Stevie B, call Ramo.
Please do. I'll let your boy.
And OJ, call fair. Memphis. Yeah. And then what do you got here, Gentry?
I say no soda.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No eating pussy in McDonald's.
No McDonald's. Yeah.
No McDonald's.
Pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
no
is it?
Soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah.
No soda, no pussy, no McDonald's.
Yeah. You got it.
You got to keep it clean. It's Tight Titty 2024, y'all. We're getting swole.
We appreciate you listening. This was episode 99.
Yes.
Tune in next week if we make it, God's willing, to episode 100. Oh, can you believe it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Thanks to our director, technical director, and our executive producers, Jordan and Jacob, back in the truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for liking and subscribing to our YouTube channel. We appreciate all the fans and the haters, because if you ain't got no haters, you ain't
popping,
motherfucker.
It's true.
No, fuck it.
We'll see you back next week, God's willing, for episode 100. So long, everybody.
Will somebody please turn off this goddamn disco
Stop
item?
Stop farting! It stinks! We gotta have Good to turn Lord. This plane around!
Sunglasses, Jesus. You should be alright. What the hell are you talking about? What
Dying.
Is going on?